Nolte, Trust in National Media Hits All-Time Low. By John Nolte on January 21, 2021. Trust in traditional media has declined to an all-time low, and many news professionals are determined to do something about it, reports the far-left Axios. Rest assured that my trust in Axios is at an all-time low, so I double-checked what I could hear. There are actually two parts to this glorious story. The first part is the gloriously healthy lack of trust wise Americans now have in our fake national media. The second part is the glorious load of terrible ideas the fake national media have for solving their trust problem. Ideas so awful they could only come from a fake media. A majority of 56% of Americans know that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. Well, no shit. An even larger majority, 58%, know that most news organizations are more concerned with supporting an ideology or political position than with informing the public. Well, no shit. Only 18% of Republicans trust the media, while 57% of Democrats trust the media. In this particular study, the 46% number, though still dumb enough to trust the national media, is a collapse from 57% last year and close to 60% in 2019. Which brings me to this question. What kind of idiot still trusts the national media? Oh, and only 27% of us trust social media, which is what happens when social media is run by left-wing fascists. Now we get to my favorite part. Get a load of what these preening idiots intend to do to fix this trust problem. You would think that they would say things like, perhaps, rather than editorialize and lie, we should present the facts and allow people to make up their own minds? Or, perhaps, we should stop lying and misleading the public? We all know the real solution to the trust in media problem is a ridiculously simple one: stop being dishonest and stop lying. But is a stop lying policy the media's plan to regain our trust? Nope. Of course not. Instead, we get to watch the media fail to regain our trust with this LOL approach. No joke. These morons want to use coercion and CEOs to win us back, emphasis original throughout. Washington Post media columnist Margaret Sullivan writes that our goal should go beyond merely putting truthful information in front of the public. We should also do our best to make sure it's widely accepted. And make sure it's widely accepted. In other words, you'll accept the truthful information or you'll be blacklisted and re-educated. Wait, it gets dumber. Media outlets can continue to report reliable facts, but that won't turn the trend around on its own. What's needed is for trusted institutions to visibly embrace the news media. CEOs A/K/A, the fourth branch of government, are at or near the top of Edelman's list of trusted institutions. CEOs will now be the arbiters of facts and truth. What a brilliant idea. What planet are these idiots living on? You see, regaining our trust will never be about something as simple as reporting facts and truth and what's happening and then getting out of our way. Sadly, when you are as hopelessly corrupt and power-hungry as our broken media, honesty is much more difficult than plotting all these doomed-to-fail machinations about blackmailing CEOs into saying things like believe Axios. Axios is truth. Truth is Axios. If you want us to trust you, stop with the drama. Stop with the preening. Treat Democrats with the same skepticism and hostility you do Republicans. Stop making everything about you. Move to Kansas. Stop calling us racist. Stop telling us how to think. Just be professionals. But they will never ever ever do that. Ever. The media are broken beyond repair, and thank the good Lord for that. A cult of elites preaching to their own choir in their own echo chamber. They have been exposed for what they always were, and now, no one trusts them. Nor should A. It is long past time for new media to move in and fill this void. Let's stop whining about the corporate media, stop screaming no fair. And get on with the business of journalism and analysis, get on with the business of building our own thing. New media has successfully dragged these bloodsuckers out into the sunlight and now they are writhing in agony as they die off. Good for us. Well done. Now it's time to walk away, to stop complaining about bias. Unless the media lie or try to gin up violence, it's time to ignore the media and build, build, build. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.